Welcome to another edition of the Ultimate Fighter Rundown. I am Torch editor Jamie Pennick, and I'm joined once again by our Torch guest blogger from the Ultimate Fighter. It is Zach Jensen. Zach, we're here to talk about episode 2 today, but how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. It's good to be back.
All right, we got another lackluster fight in Wes Shivers against James McSweeney last night, and a setup for what will be quite possibly the biggest or the most watched fight on the Ultimate Fighter next week, with Kimbo Slice facing off against Big Country Roy Nelson. But on to the point with this week, we had Wes Shivers against James McSweeney. You got Wes, who is coming along, like coming off as a guy who just enjoys the opportunity and kind of down to earth, very wanting to learn, wanting to work type of guy. And then James McSweeney, who you have said has come off as an arrogant ass. How were the two of them in the house for you? And obviously Wes was on your team, James wasn't. So just give us a little background on your experience with those two here.
Well, Wes is actually my roommate in the room. There's Wes Sims, D'Amico Rogers. They each had single beds, and me and Big Wes had share a bunk bed. He was on the bottom bunk, and I was on the top bunk. So, we got along, fine, unless one of us was moving around and it shook the entire thing, and, both thought we were going to, come crashing down. But he's a good guy, soft-spoken. Kind of what you see is what you get with him. Not a cocky, born in his body. Like you said, he just, loves the opportunity, and, after his football career, he found this, and, he loves it, so that's why he's doing it. And then, James, from his pre-fight and post-fight comments, he just comes off of, there's confidence and there's, arrogance. And like I said before, he, kind of flirts with that line, but, he ends up on the arrogant side a lot more than just the confident side.
Now, the fight itself, it was, Wes got some good shots in the first couple of minutes and got McSweeney down, had him mounted at one point, and then just completely lost his energy. And then for the rest of the fight, it was McSweeney getting some leg kicks in and then not doing much else. And really, there wasn't a whole lot of going on in the fight. And watching it, I thought Wes deserved the first round. One of the judges did. The other two did not. And thought we should have seen a third round, even though I wasn't too keen on watching another round of them as gassed out as they were. But thought Wes deserved another round there, and McSweeney didn't do a whole lot to take that win.
I know. It was, those leg kicks take a lot out of you, and I think that's one reason Wes got so tired. Like, when, you get your legs chopped off from under you, it's hard to move, and he's a big guy, and moving that body around, chasing after James, after, only training for, 2 days, even though, you come in, you think you're ready, having to chase after such a smaller guy. I mean, James turned his back and ran away. I mean, Wes was chasing him that entire fight. So I can't, he did gas, but, you can understand why. James gassing, I don't know, how. I mean, he his game plan's to kick and run, so, he should know he's going to, be running the entire time. So the fact that he gassed, too, being, such a smaller, looking more athletic heavyweight, was a shock, and it was a snooze fest. And watching it live was we're cheering Wes on because, he's my teammate, but, as a fan point, you're just kind of like, okay, come on, guys. And then, but also, I did think it was one round apiece and it should have gone to a third, and, one judge thought that should, two judges didn't. You can't really get into the judge's mind. Some judges, don't take the whole scoring process into account, where let's say they're mostly boxing judges, some of them. So they strike, strikes are more important. They really discount the takedowns and the submission attempts and stuff like that, where Wes was controlling them the first round. So it's really weird how they have those rules set up on how to score, but there's no thing making them score the fight that way. So it's interesting, That's why you don't, that's why you never want to let it go into the judge's hands. You want to finish the fight.
Well, yeah, I thought Wes did more in the first 2 minutes of the fight than McSweeney did the rest of the way. The problem was Wes didn't have anything left to continue that. And That's what ultimately cost him, but he definitely should have gotten a third round.
I agree on that, too. And those leg kicks, like I said, Wes's leg was about 2.5 times the size a day after, and it took about 4 days for the bruise to actually come out. So it was, I mean, those took a toll on him. He could barely walk, so it was,
now,
James had a good game plan. I mean, it was a boring game plan, but, I mean, it worked, so.
Now, the rest of the episode was foreshadowing what would be announced at the end of it. They focused on Kimbo with your team and then Roy Nelson on Rashad's team. The main storylines here were that Kimbo, is inexperienced and his ground game is his weak point, but the coaches were working with him and he seemed to be picking up on stuff. And on the other side of things, it was Rashad's team saying that Roy Nelson was uncoachable and him being one of the most accomplished on the season was basically seeming like he just wanted to do things his way and not follow his coaches. So they kind of set it up like that. And they went away from the mold with editing this show and in announcing that Kimbo Slice, Roy Nelson fight for next week. Most of the time they just announce the fights on the day of the episode. But here they're going to build it up for a week and the guy that a lot of people want to see fight, Kimbo Slice, see what he can do in the octagon. They're building it up as a big thing, and he gets thrown to the wolves with Roy Nelson here. What was your reaction to that fight pick, and what can we expect from next week's fight? Obviously, you can't give anything away on it.
Well, I mean, we knew Kimbo had a big target on his back, and as soon as we lost control, we knew he was going to be their first pick. Just because they didn't want to get him enough time to work on stuff. I mean, if you look at the whole mixed martial arts aspect of it, Kimbo was the person that needed the most work overall to try to get more well-rounded. I mean, everyone knows he's a street brawler. He even says it himself. He's street certified. Now he wants to be Ultimate Fighter certified. And picking him, you know, before the whole first week is up, you know, definitely took away time for him to get, you know, more experience and more practice in. So that was a smart pick by Rashad's, you know, coaches right there. But the pick of Roy was interesting to me because having someone who's an IFL champion, that, you know, veteran, black belt under Henzo Gracie, can ground game, wrestling, and stand up and strike, I would think they would have saved him for one of our UFC vets like Wes Sims or Scott Junk, not, you know, use him against Kimbo. I mean, with the fact that Kimbo doesn't have the wrestling background and John already fought, you think, you know, they might put Justin Wren, who's, you know, another, you know, high-level wrestler. So I thought it was that the Kimbo pick wasn't the interesting thing. It was who they picked to fight Kimbo was.
Yeah, and considering that, I mean, Nelson obviously had the highest accolades coming into this house. I mean, of all the guys to be on the Ultimate Fighter, he might be the most accomplished outside of the UFC to have to come through the house. And, I mean, you know, it speaks for himself. Like you said, the black belt under Henzo Gracie, he's former IFL champ. He's fought on CBS against Andre Arlovsky. All of the above, he's had high-profile fights. He's fought some of the biggest names of anyone in the house. And you take him, and like you said, you would think that they'd put him against one of the UFC vets, and the fact that they went this route makes the fight all the more interesting, because if Kimbo can look good against Roy, even if he doesn't beat him, because obviously there's a lot of people that wouldn't expect Kimbo Slice to be able to beat Roy Nelson, and if he even looks good, it does enough to establish himself as worthy of his spot on here by people that might be suspect of it and worthy of at least the shot in the house.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge opportunity for Kimbo to show everyone that he is more than just a street fighter and how much he learned in the short time before that fight. And it was interesting to try to get him ready for the fight because he had no wrestling background and I had the most wrestling background on my team, And Rampage was like, oh, you're the best wrestler, blah, blah, blah. So here, you work with Kimbo. So I was working on him with his shot defense and stuff like that a lot up until that fight. So I hope they show, you know, how he was working on that stuff to get ready for the fight. And they just don't, you know, kind of just throw him striking and all that stuff. Like, he was working on every little bit of his aspect. Like, he knew his striking was a strong point and his wrestling and his grappling were the weak point. So he did focus on that more so than just staying comfortable with what he knew best. So he definitely, you know, knew what he needed to work on and he was ready to do it.
Now, they didn't show a whole lot of anything going on at the house during this episode. They didn't have a whole lot else outside of the fight and then Kimbo and Roy Nelson. So what are some of the things that we missed out during this? Obviously, it's like the fifth day in the house, I believe you said. What was going on in that first week after, in between the fights and just after?
It was interesting because the fight with Wes and James happened probably 25 minutes to a half hour after Abe's. So the reason they really didn't put much in the house, they showed a lot of that the first episode. So it was mostly just, you know, get into our rooms. Then, you know, the media day, which, you know, no one saw because that wasn't filmed. Then the picks. And then after, you know, the training, everyone trained for those fights. And then they picked, I can't remember if they picked right after the fights or the morning after the fights, the next pick. But it was really, everything starts happening so fast after that point where it was, okay, now we have to get this guy ready. We're getting into a groove. There's, you know, some type of groups getting formed in the house. So I don't know what they're going to show next week, so I'm not going to, you know, get too into that. But people did get along in the house, and there's definitely mingling of, you know, people hanging out with the other team. Because, you know, we were all mature adults, and we could put, you know, hey, the house, we have to, you know, all live together and, you know, stay in, you know, in a communal state. But, you know, anything that happens in the gym and the cage is business. This is where we're living, so it was kind of, some stuff did carry over, but, you know, it was also, I mean, there's drama everywhere, but it's so early that we're just trying to, like, feel everyone out still.
All right, well, I know you've got another live appearance here to get to tonight, so is there anything else on the show you'd like to touch on before we wrap up?
Just the fact that, the Rampage retirement thing is you know, I hope it's more talk and not, I hope he doesn't decide to stay in it. I hope he comes back, and I know it's kind of off topic, but he really is a good guy, and I hope he gets, you know, things sorted out with everybody, and I hope he comes back to the Octagon, and I hope that fight actually does happen. I think it's a shame for the fans and everyone if it doesn't, because that's truly going to be a great fight if it does ever happen. So I hope that does happen soon.
All right, Zach, well, thanks for joining us here again, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, thanks. Talk to you next week.